Well, good evening and welcome. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on, what is it, the 29th of December 2024. Nearly 2025, just a few days to go. I've been thinking a lot about what we've learned this year. And actually, I know I have often complained that it's been a difficult year. And it has been a difficult year. We've had mild weather with a lot of rain, and that has really, really made things tricky for growing veg. But we have still managed to grow veg. But my most important thing I feel like I'm taking away from this is that I've learned a lot of things this year. I've learned how to tackle pests, how to tackle overwatering and things like that. Now, this is a bit of a surprise to me. I've always said that it's best that we learn from our mistakes, learn from where we've gone wrong. But as I've been thinking about this, ready for tomorrow's podcast, it really, really has occurred to me just how much we have learned from it here at the VegGram Podcast HQ. And this is also a key thing that I'm trying to turn my frame to. I feel like I've often been a little bit negative this year, saying, oh, weather's crap, that, blah, blah. I've done it a lot this year. However, I now am of the opinion that actually what we need is to turn that around to be a positive thing. We need to be more thinking about how we can use this as a positive learning curve. And this came through quite a bit on tonight's live stream. We have a guy in there called Adrian Turbostream, who's actually a member of our supporters club. And he was saying, he said he's always had quite a few problems. He's got a waterlogged allotment. His back garden's quite wet as well and shaded. A lot of problems, but he gives it his best. And as he was talking about through his problems, the way I was looking, it was like, well, let's learn from that. What can we do? And this is where I'm turning around and changing, or trying to change my state of mind. Turn it into a positive. I think it's definitely something we need to think about. Now, I didn't put a podcast out on Thursday night, Boxing Day, of course, when we actually sowed our onion seeds. I'll be honest, I've been so busy over this Christmas period. It has been shattering. I collected a lot of our vegetables from the allotment and from the home plot. I was cooking them or preparing them on Christmas Eve. After walking Roxy on Christmas morning, I spent most of the morning cooking, and then I crashed out in the afternoon, as I'm sure you can imagine. Added to that, on Boxing Day, I did go out in the garden, do a few bits, and sowed some onions. We then popped out to take Roxy for a walk and popped to a friend's, who then we ended up having lunch and turned into a bit of a celebration as well. And I'll be honest, I was tired, and I'm sure that you were all very busy as well and didn't really want to hear from me. So I decided not to do one on Thursday. I'm here tonight, as we would do on a Sunday night. As we get into January, of course, things become a little bit more where we need to get growing. So now the Christmas period is out the way, we're ready for growing a lot of our food. Now, as I said, Boxing Day is traditionally the day for sowing exhibition onions, the large onions that we associate with being exhibition onions. And actually, we can sow onions pretty much between now and March. But the earlier you do it, of course, the larger they will get. And I find that Boxing Day is a good day to sow some onions. So this particular variety has got a really healthy, productive, long-growing season. It's reliable, late-maturing variety, and will give us some good onions that will store well. Now, what I did is I actually sowed mine into some trays of compost, seed sowing compost, into which I have added some perlite. I've done about a 25% perlite to 75% seed compost, mixed it in, of course, and filled that in a tray, scattered the seeds on top, and then I just covered over with a dusting of more compost. About no more than half a centimetre. I've gone for about half a centimetre deep. And then I've just taken another pot, firmed down the compost, and watered it in to settle the seeds. And then I've placed those seeds into my heated propagators. Now, I do have a production line going my heated propagators. So the first heated propagator is not under grow lights. We don't need light until the seeds germinate. They just need a bit of heat. So they go in that first propagator. Once they germinate, they will go straight into the second propagator. Now, they probably take about 2 weeks before those seeds germinate. So we'll just keep an eye on them. A lot of seeds are being sown at the moment and being moved into there. It is important to keep them while we wait for them to germinate. Keep that soil moist, not waterlogged, moist. That's why I tend to keep the vents on my heated propagator closed in order to keep that soil moist. Of course, if you don't have a heated propagator, don't despair. You can just use them above a radiator indoors, somewhere warm, and cover them over with a plastic bag. Once they are germinated, of course, that's when we need the light. So mine will be under grow lights, but again, you don't need to have grow lights. Windowsill will work just as well. I prefer grow lights because I have them, but windowsill will work just as well. Just be sure to rotate them around on about every day just to make sure that they get plenty of light all around the plants. Now, once the seedlings are large enough to handle, what I will then do is just prick them out and pop them into root trainers or plug plants to get them growing. They will stay absolutely fine in there, and we'll just leave those to grow. Eventually, as they get bigger and bigger, probably by about towards the end of January, we'll move them out to the unheated greenhouse. Cold frame will do just as well as well. And then we will plant them out probably around the middle of March into the garden or into the allotment, wherever they to go. Now, in the meantime, what we're going to do is just prepare the soil where they are to go. Remove any stones, remove any weeds, get the hoe working through the soil regularly, and that should help look after the soil. And then, of course, all we're going to do is just make sure that all those all that soil has got plenty of organic matter, compost, well-watered manure added to it, and that should grow quite well. One of the good things to add as well is a bit of bone meal or blood, fish and bone. That will help encourage some good growing onions. Once the onions are in the ground, they don't need much care. Keep them weed free. I prefer to do mine by hand. There are a few other things that you could use instead. There's an onion hoe. I'm not a fan of them, but the onion hoe is designed to get around your onions nice and easily. But just keep them weed free. Keep them well, or the soil moist at all times. And the occasional bit of feeding with something like bone meal or grow more is advisable. Really quite easy to grow. And what will happen? Now, these will bulb up after the longest day. Unlike our autumn ones, which we harvest around the longest day, these will bulb up after the longest day. So they will start to die down after the longest day. And by probably August, they will be ready. We wait for all the stems to basically go brown and fall over, and then we'll get all the onions out. We'll dry them in the greenhouse for a couple of weeks, and then we will pop them into storage after cutting the roots and tops off. And they should last us well into the winter, all being well. So go give it a go. Let me know how you get on, of course. Love to see how these things work out for you. I'm a big fan of growing onions. And actually, what we find with growing onions from seeds is they are less likely to bolt. They are more likely to grow well and less likely to bolt. So let me know how you get on. I'd love to find out more. Now, I am going to wrap this one up, but this is the final podcast for 2024. So the final Supporters Club for 2024. When we come back on Thursday, that's the 2nd of January when we go back to work, or I go back to work anyway. Of course, tomorrow's podcast, I'm just going to be reviewing 2024. But come after that, we really are ready to hit the ground running and get really stuck into our Grow Your Own business. Of course, Christmas period, I think everyone has a bit of a weird time. So people take a lot of time out from the allotment or the vegetable garden. However, I think because the weather has been half decent, a lot of people have been out in their allotment and their vegetable garden this week. Certainly seen that in the in the Facebook group. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. I will speak to you again on Thursday. So in the meantime, please do have a very happy new year. You take care. I'll speak to you again next time.